You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back, friends and listeners. Five disgusting things about Muhammad and Islam. That's what we're going through right now. We've covered the number five. We're counting down number five. Muhammad raped and married a little nine-year-old girl. Number four, Islam promotes sucking fingers from other people. And number three, we're going to get into that. The number three most disgusting fact about Muhammad, he swapped spit with little boys. That's right. You heard me right. He swapped spit with little boys. In Burqarai's Al-Ab al-Mafad 1183, we can read, it's related to Abu Hurairah said, I never saw Al-Hasan without my eyes overflowing with tears. That's because the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, went out one day, and I found him in the mosque. He took my hand, and I went along with him. He did not speak to me until we reached the market of Banu Qainara, and he walked around it and looked. Then he left, and I left with him until we reached the mosque. He sat down and wrapped himself in his garment. Then he said, where is the little one? Call the little one to me. Hasan came running and he jumped into his lap. He then put his hand in his beard. Then the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, opened his mouth and put his tongue in his mouth. Then he said, O Allah, I love him. So love him and the one who loves him. According to another hadith, Masad Ahmad 16245, Muhammad would suck on the tongue and lips of little boys. But he's also guaranteed that if he sucked on a boy's tongue or lips, that boy's tongue or lips would never be tormented by hellfire. Now, if you're wondering, if you had a little boy, would you let someone like Muhammad suck on your little boy's tongue and lips? You better think carefully before you get involved with this religion that oppresses women, mutilates their reproductive organs, murders people, and especially the idiots that are down at the college campuses protesting against Israel for Palestine, you know, LGBTQ alphabet soup for Palestine, they'll murder you. They'll take you up to the top of the building and throw you off the roof and murder you. And if you're a woman, why don't you just go over to Iran and live there one day? One day is all it's going to take. Step off the plane and let your hair show, even if it's inadvertently, from underneath the burqa you're going to have to wear and cover your head with, and they'll beat you. They will beat you and probably sexually assault you, because that's what they've done with many women, for showing a strand of hair. Your property, you're to be abused like some sick to this twisted person abuses a dog or torments it. That's how they will treat you, and you're supporting this? Islam is not a religion, it's a psychosis. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.